Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast. And today's podcast is on a highly, highly controversial disorder for children called PANDAS. Now, PANDAS sounds cute, but it's not that little animal in the zoo. It really stands for Pediatric Autoimmune Neuropsychiatric Disorders Associated with Streptococcal Infection. Now, there is some data to suggest that there's a link, but we have no hard data to suggest that there is really true cause. A lot of scientific data in medical and social sciences really is correlational data. That is, if you see X and Y and they come together or are shown together several times, statistically speaking, maybe, 95 out of 100, one would suggest that there's a correlation there. But we can't say that there's a causality between those two events or two symptoms. And in this case, in terms of PANDAS, there are several studies that associate streptococcal infection with higher possibility of getting OCD, Tourette's, or some other tic disorder. Now, there are two studies that I want to present today. One was by Dr. Davis, and it was in the July issue, I guess, of Journal of Pediatrics. And they studied 144 children who were diagnosed with OCD or Tourette's or tic disorders. And they found that that there was a high increase in these neurological disorders if there was a strep infection 3 months before the diagnosis. And the association was even stronger for kids who had multiple strep infections. In fact, children who had multiple strep infections over a course of one year, had a 13-fold increase in the risk of Tourette's. So the question is, does the antibodies produced during the infection basically cause this by maybe attacking certain parts of the brain or nerve fiber? We really don't know. There was another pediatric OCD specialist, Dr. Leonard, and Dr. Leonard suggests that only a small percentage of kids with OCD and tic disorder seem to have strep infections. But the data does suggest that there may be a link between the strep infection and neurological disorders in children. Again, we're talking about, possibilities here, but no true proof. But the interesting thing to me is that I believe maybe somewhere down the line we'll find out that certain psychiatric disorders might have their roots in either some viral infections or some other autoimmune disorder that is attacking the brain. We're really not at the point yet where we can conclude or even claim that we could rule that out. But it's an interesting concept. And again, the thing for me is that people come into my office all the time and they say, well, I feel depressed and I feel upset or I feel anxious. And my question generally right off the bat is, what medications are you taking? What disorders do you have? Because there are all sorts of other physical disorders which can cause psychiatric or psychological symptoms. For example, if your thyroid is low, it can cause you to be depressed. And probably over the last 4 or 5 years, I would probably say three people came in who had a host of symptoms. But when I asked them to have their thyroid checked, it turns out that their thyroid was low enough that they were in need of medication, synthetic thyroid, Synthroid, to help them with their thyroid problem. And over a matter of months, their depression went away. The other piece that's important is the people who come into my office who are chronically in pain will also be depressed, and that's because pain will deplete their serotonin in their brain. Again, another correlation between a physical disorder and psychological symptomatology. So this is Dr. Gurr, and I hope this information really helped. Speak to you soon. Take it easy.